Welcome to the Favorite Marriage Podcast with your hosts, Monty and Janine Mora. Thanks for joining us as we explore relevant topics about marriage and teach you how to experience God's favor on your forever. We launched this podcast to help you discover deeper love, intimacy, and oneness according to God's design. With over 25 years of marriage, our desire is to encourage any marriage in any season to have the favorite marriage. Enjoy today's podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Favorite Marriage Podcast. My name is Monty, and this is my wife, Janine, and we are the Moras, and we're the creators of this podcast, and we created this ministry simply because we wanted to come alongside married couples to learn and to grow with them. Yes. And so we are so excited because it's been a while since we've been able to get this ministry launched and up and running. There's been a lot of challenges, but here we are nonetheless, and so we are excited to come to you today and share what God has put upon our hearts. And so, Janine, why don't you share a little bit about our marriage journey?
Yeah, so Monty and I have been married for almost 28 years. September 1st, we will celebrate 28 years of marriage, and in that 28-year span, we have pretty much been in ministry all those years. We have had some times of healing that we've taken off of ministry, also a couple of sabbaticals here and there, but for the most part, the day I said I do was the day we began ministry together. Yeah. In those 28 years, we have had the blessing of raising three beautiful children. Our oldest, Caleb, is 26 years old, and he's married to his beautiful wife, Alexis. We have also our middle son, Jared. He is 23 years old, and our baby girl is 19, almost 19. 20. So yeah, we're empty nesters for the most part, but we definitely miss our kids and love to have them over as much as we possibly can, but we're enjoying the empty nest stage. It's a new adventure for us, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. 28 years of marriage, there's been some challenges. Yes. I'm curious, what do you think are some current challenges we still experience today?
Like as of like just yesterday challenges that we still...
Or even today, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah, today. Well, y'all might be a little surprised to know that one of the biggest challenges Monty and I are still facing after 28 years is how to sort our laundry. So we were raised different ways of sorting. I mean, he has his way. I have my way. I mean, they're pretty close to similar. But yeah, there's just times when I look at the baskets and I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm grateful that you do laundry. So I've learned just to zip my lip. And when it's my turn, I do it my way.
Yeah. And for me, it's the way the dishes get loaded in the dishwasher. I mean, we all know that everybody knows that you load the utensils face down, not face up. Because you don't want, like, cross-contamination, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of just flexible with both of them. I mean, if you go down and you look in the dishwasher right now, I'm sure you have some up, some down. Bottom line is they get clean, right? The dishes get clean. The laundry gets clean. We're good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Big challenges.
Yeah.
Of course, we're just kidding, but we will be sharing a lot of different challenges that we will be facing, or that we have faced, and that you may be facing throughout other podcasts. But yeah, we'll get to that at a later date.
So you might be wondering, why did we even create the Favorite Marriage Podcast? And really, in reality, the simplicity is we have a passion for married couples. Yes. Early on in our marriage, we had couples that came alongside of us and they helped us. They were open. They were transparent with us. And they put a lot of tools in our marriage toolbox. Yes. And simply, we want to come alongside you as a married couple and do the same for you. We're going to be open. We're going to be transparent about the ups and downs, the hills, the valleys of marriage problems that we've had. Mm-hmm. And we want to be able to come alongside and put all these tools that we've had that we have with us and put it inside of their marriage toolbox.
Right. And we are not claiming by no means to say we have all the answers and that we are the perfect couple, because we We are not. We still have our everyday challenges, but God has definitely had his hand upon us.
Yeah.
Many years ago when we said, I do. And then again, when we said, we still do. He has been our rock.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And Janine, even coming up with the name, The Favorite Marriage, was a journey for us. I mean,
yes.
You know, if you guys were to, you know, be like a fly on the wall in our journey, there were so many different names we were wrestling with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had pages back and, you know, front and back as far as what the name was going to be. But we finally decided to come up with the name, The Favorite Marriage, and assign that name to our podcast simply because as we began to learn and grow and pray and even learn about different things in Scripture,
right.
we felt like that's where we wanted to be.
So actually right now in our church, it's been a year that we've been doing character studies. And what we saw in some of these characters, because we've really been diving in deeper. So famous people like David and Esther, Ruth, Nehemiah, Jonah, and some of these we've even done our own character studies on mm-hmm. outside our church. But we've noticed that when someone says yes to God and when they align themselves up to the will of God and they surrender, there's a favor that comes upon them, and there's miraculous things that God does through them. And as a marriage, as you know, as a husband and wife, that has been our heart's desire. When we said we do, and when we said we still do, we definitely wanted to see God's favor moving in our lives, and we definitely have seen that. And we can't keep it to ourselves, and that's exactly why we felt like, you know, how can we get the message of God's favor upon a marriage out to the community, out to the world, and who knows what God's going to do with this. But we have we're praying and asking God to do great things through our obedience. And so, a podcast was one of the options that came up with technology these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just something we're hoping that God uses and with your help expands the message of God's favor on a marriage.
Yeah. You mentioned a few of the Bible characters and thinking of Scripture. We were talking the other day about Psalm 23. Remember that?
Right.
And we were looking at the Psalm 23 through the lens of marriage as God shepherding a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get down to verse 6, it says that surely your mercy and your goodness will follow me all the days of my life.
Right.
And what we loved about that was even in the Psalm 23, we can see the favor of God chasing after a person who follows after God, who allows God to shepherd them. And that's also in the context of marriage. And mm-hmm. so we'll be talking more about that in future episodes, but we'll be breaking down Psalm 23.
And those of you who know Psalm 23, I mean, that's just a very common scripture.
Yeah.
You probably heard it at a funeral. Some of you might know it by heart. But we had never really looked through the lens of marriage at Psalm 23. And as we begin to read through it, it's pretty awesome how when you do say to the Lord, come shepherd us as a marriage, what actually takes place. And we are a testimony to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, folks, we don't want to take any more of your time. We just wanted to share a little brief message with you, an introduction message with mm-hmm. you regarding the launch of this new podcast, The Favorite Marriage. And you might be wondering, what are some ways that you can come alongside of us and help us?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we would appreciate for you to like and to share the podcast. We're going to be on Facebook, Spotify, we have our YouTube channel. So please like and share it with your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers, friends, everybody. Yeah. And also, if you have questions or maybe even content that you would like for us to tackle, they can send us an email. We have an email address called thefavoritemarriage@gmail.com. You can shoot us an email there. And then the third way you can support us is by prayer. Guys, please. We can use your prayer. We appreciate your prayer support, and we look forward to trusting that God will put us upon your heart, and we'll be praying for you as well.
Yes. And that's, I'm glad you said that, Monty, because we are definitely not doing this to receive glory and honor for
Absolutely,
ourselves.
Yeah.
We are simply wanting to come alongside of those people who are out there and are just needing someone to come alongside them like someone did for us so many years ago. You know, we've been able to counsel and coach couples for the last year, and we realize that there is a great need out there, and we can only do so much in 1 week's time, in 1 month's time. So we want you to utilize this platform as, you know, the best you can, and we will do our best to also reach out and come alongside you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank you all for listening in today. We look forward to many more episodes and sharing amazing marriage context with you. So you have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us as we explore relevant topics about marriage and teach you how to experience God's favor on your forever.